Alaska residents can hunt moose in 17 B and C starting at first light on August 20th, and that hunt is open until it's dark on September 15th. For all the specific details, it's not a bad idea to grab a new hunting regulations book from the Fish and Game Office when you're there to register for the hunt.
For moose in 17 B and C, permits are available now for any bull hunts that start on the 20th of August.
That's biologist Lim Butler, who oversees the wildlife departments in the Dillingham and King Salmon Fish and Game offices. The moose permits need to be picked up in person and before August 30th.
If they don't pick up a permit, they can still hunt with a harvest ticket, but they'll have to deal with the shortened season. They won't start till September 1st and antler restrictions.
The new reg book has a rundown of the different restrictions for hunting with a general harvest ticket as opposed to the registration permit. But frankly, it's supposed to be a less appealing hunt. Butler explains why.
The general harvest tickets, the green tickets for moose and the orange tickets for caribou, can be used anywhere in the state. And what that means is that regardless of where a person picks up one of those two items, we really don't know where they're hunting. They could be hunting in Unit 17, or they could be hunting somewhere else, even as far away as the North Slope. So we really have no way of tracking who's picking up those harvest tickets and intends to hunt in an area like 17 to follow up with people and find out what kind of success they had in the field and what their experience was.
The registration permits more carefully track what area a person will be hunting, plus the percentage of hunters who do report back to Fish and Game how their season went, moose or not, is much higher than with the harvest tickets.
With these registration permits, you're required to report. You have to report within 5 days of taking the animal or within 15 days of the season closure, whether you report or not. And while it seems like there's a lot of penalties associated with it and that you can't hunt next year, again, it's really to do the best we can managing the population.
And that, says Butler, is all about providing hunting opportunities for years to come. And speaking of moose population, he says the numbers look pretty good across 17.
Generally for moose, we're looking at, in 17, probably an increase in population. We know there's over 1,100 moose. Really good productivity in that area. 17C, we're probably looking at a stable population of about 3,000 moose, really not expecting any changes going forward. Success rates for hunters are pretty good. For permit hunts, it's, you know, in the 30 percentile. 17B may be stable, maybe possible decreasing in some areas, particularly way up on the extreme north end of that subunit. But again, really not looking at any changes at current in those areas.
Fish and Game and the wildlife troopers want to remind hunters to keep their licenses and permits on them while hunting, to only hunt when there's enough natural light to take a shot, not to hunt the same day you were airborne, and not to hunt on, across, or in the direction of area roads.
We wish everyone well in the field. Hope everyone has a good, safe hunt, and feel free to call our Dillingham office at 842-2334 with any questions that you have. And definitely, again, be safe and wish you the best luck getting a moose.
Now, if only the weather will cooperate for those trips upriver and back. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.